Well, tonight we hear from St. Paul, the earliest written Christian testimony about the Eucharist, the earliest Christian written tradition of the Eucharist. And it's very interesting the context in which St. Paul frames it. He does not say, on the night that Jesus instituted the Eucharist, nor does he say, as John does in the Gospel, before the festival of the Passover, but St. Paul writes, on the night he was betrayed. Why does Paul speak about this awesome sacrament in the context of betrayal? Well, maybe it's so that we should be careful not to betray the Lord and what the Eucharist means when we celebrate it. For the verses that immediately follow Paul's account of the first Eucharist read thus: "Therefore, whoever eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord unworthily will have to answer for the body and blood of the Lord. A person should examine himself and so eat the bread and drink the cup. For anyone who eats and drinks without discerning the body eats and drinks judgment on himself." So on this holy night, on the feast of this great sacrament, we stop and consider what the Eucharist means, lest we leave this table only to betray the Lord like Judas did. Well, the first thing we must consider is, church, this sacrament is deeply intimate. It's deeply intimate. Jesus offers the gift of his very self, his very own body and blood to us. And so this is something serious and profound. So what does it look like to leave this table and betray the Lord? Well, if we just come up and receive our ritual snack and then leave this table to pursue our own agenda, our own interests, as if nothing had even happened. Just a routine thing. Or if we take the body and blood of the Lord without it being the source and the summit of a real personal relationship with Christ with which we are actively engaged. Jesus tells us that when we eat this bread, to do it in remembrance of him. When we drink from the cup, he tells us, to do this as a memorial of him. So, who Jesus is, everything that teaches and stands for, everything that he does for us and has done for us, should be the focus of our meditation whenever we approach this table to eat this bread and drink this cup. Jesus says very personal words and very passionate words at this table. We heard it tonight. Passionate words. He says, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." What we do in remembrance of Jesus is when we leave this table, we offer our bodies for others. Jesus says more very passionate words at the table. He says, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as a memorial of me. Drinking the cup renews our covenant with Jesus. Sealed with his very own life blood, binding us personally to him. And when we drink from the cup, we pledge to Jesus our love and our friendship, and in exchange, he gives us himself. That's the covenant. And so to faithfully receive the Eucharist means that we renew our commitment to give ourselves for others and to Christ. To eat and drink from this table and then leave and persist in a self-centered life or in habitual sin is to betray the Lord like Judas did. St. Paul finally says, whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you are proclaiming the Lord's death until he comes. What does that mean? What does it mean to proclaim the Lord's death? Well, we get a clue in the Gospel of John tonight when he says that Jesus loved those who were his to the end. And so whenever we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim the good news that Jesus died for us out of love. And we keep on proclaiming it until he comes. And through him, with him, and in him, we proclaim our death to self, to live for Christ and others until he comes. Yes, Jesus says, do this as a memorial of me, which is really saying the same thing that we hear him say in our gospel from John tonight, but in other words, when he says, I have given you an example so that you may copy what I have done to you. May our Eucharistic Lord, whose love endures forever, be praised. Amen. Amen. Amen.